This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
I want to share a quote with you today. Without total agreement that every human being holds intrinsic worth, we will justify our evil attitudes, beliefs, and actions. That sounds pretty rough. It sounds pretty hard to say that. But the fact is, we must see every human being's intrinsic worth no matter what they do. In Genesis 1:27, it says, "So God created man, every human being, in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." See, mankind, all of humanity, was the only creation God made in his image. Every single human being holds the image of God on the inside of them, whether they are believers or they are not. Image means the nature and the moral likeness of. So every human being woven into their very DNA is to align with the nature and the character of their creator. The core of Christianity is that humanity is sacred. Man, woman, young and old, every race, every person is sacred to God. But we know that all have done evil. We all have sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We all have thought in ways that are contradictory to the kingdom of God and opposite of God's image. But we know that Christ died for the ungodly. In Romans 5:8, it says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So we were made in his image. We fell, we walked in sin, but Jesus paid the price. I mean, you think of Saul of Tarsus. He appeared so godly, but he functioned opposite of heaven's nature. You think of Zacchaeus. He was a corrupt governmental leader, and Jesus honored him by going to his house. See, we have all failed, and we all need a Savior. Redemption, here is the key. Redemption is available for every human being upon the planet. It is so obvious that the Father was able to separate the sacredness, the value, and the worth of every human being on the planet from our actions. He is able to see how he created us. He is able to love us unconditionally. He is able to pour out his grace and his power in such a way that we begin to have revelation of how desperately we need a Savior. For me, I don't even want to talk about my past now, but I truly was an enemy to the kingdom of God. But one night I came to a place where I said, "God, if you're there, do something in my life." I woke up the next morning, had no desire for alcohol. And I began to recognize from that moment that there was a God, and there was a God who loved me enough to deliver me from something the day before I was driven to fulfill. Jesus paid the price to buy us back, so that we could come to the Father's original intent and purposes. In Romans 5:10, it says, "While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." My goodness, if our Father can look at us when we were in our sinful nature, and love us so much that he was able to separate what we were doing from our worth, should we not be able to look at others in that same way? John 3:16, we all know this scripture. "For God so loved the world that he gave." Can we so love the world that we give? Loved in this means a friend, having affection for, a sentiment or feeling of love denoting where our heart is, the posturing of our heart. Can we be a friend to those in the world? Can we have affection for those that are not serving God, who are not believers, who are living a life that is completely contrary to the nature and the character of Christ? How are we going to reach them? We're going to reach them by loving them. Therefore, we must see value. We must see their intrinsic worth, not just in others, but in ourselves, so that we can align with heaven's likeness. See, all of us were created to be loved and valued. And when we can love and value the world, we'll sacrifice for the world, we'll invest into the world, we'll do things to protect those in the world, and we will treat them as valuable. Mark 16:15 says, I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel. I want you, this is Melody, I want you to disciple your spheres of influence with good news. I do not believe that God has called us to go to the world to point out all their sins, but we can actually have the ability to build bridges of love and honor and celebration, that we can go in there with a message of good news. Why? So that in the building of that bridge, we will build trust with them. And in that process, we can bring them into the kingdom. So we're going into the world. What is the world? It's a Greek word, cosmos. It means the order and the government. It literally means the rule and reign, whether it's federal government or state government or local government, or maybe even the government of a business, maybe the government in a family. It means the whole earth. It means all the inhabitants of the earth. It means everything that is taking place on the planet, the total of all things. Each of us can build bridges. Each of us can plant kingdom seeds by being a living epistle read of all men, so that the kingdom of God can increase. I love in 1 Corinthians 3:6-9, it talks about some planting and some watering, but only God can bring the increase. Will you plant? Will you water? Will you see the intrinsic worth of every human being separate from their actions, so that they can look at you and see that you truly care? Then they will hear your heart. They will hear your kingdom message, and you will have an opportunity to expand the kingdom of God. Let me end on this quote. Everyone understands the language of honor, kindness, and compassion. This is a language everyone can learn to speak fluently. Let us learn this language and build the kingdom.